We've been looking at the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of God, the good news to mankind. And as we know, it's all about Jesus Christ. And in doing this, there has been what I would call the power of faith. We're experiencing the power of the God faith, and we are being set free from religious faith, demonic faith, human faith. And we are understanding the teaching of the scriptures where Paul writes there that the righteous will live by faith. And so you and I are experiencing the breakthrough. We're beginning to experience what it means to pray in the name of Jesus. And so we've been there for a while. So I want to just read some scriptures this morning to introduce something this morning. Today, this morning is more of an introduction. We're like standing at a door that the Holy Spirit is opening, and this that we're entering into is what I would call the power of love. We've entered into the power of faith. Now we're moving into the power of love, and this is pretty awesome that we're going to be experiencing more and more as we journey with the Holy Spirit. And he opens up more and more for us to understand and gives us the revelation. And so in Romans chapter 8, as we've been going through this, we've been looking at Romans chapter 8. And I want to just read again there verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. Okay, so we've been learning more and more what is the law of the Spirit that gives life. What does that mean? How do we begin to experience that? How do we begin to see the fruit of that, and as the Holy Spirit has been showing us what the God faith is all about, and we become very conscious of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, this law, this life of the Holy Spirit has become very tangible within us, and there's a natural fruit of this life of the Holy Spirit operating within us. And this natural fruit that operates, this reality is knowing, listening and hearing God speaking. Faith comes from hearing. And so as we've been going through, we've been experiencing the power of faith in the context of the law of the Holy Spirit, the law of the Spirit who gives life. And has set us free from that law of sin and death. And so that's become more real than we've ever experienced before. And it's going to become even more and more explosive within us as we go through life. And so that's what we've been looking at. We've also been looking, let me just read there verse 4 as well in Romans 8. And we see over here, for what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And this is all part of the good news of God. In all of this over here, we've been focusing on that law of the Spirit. Now, I want to spend a bit of time this morning in understanding the next phase of the life of the Holy Spirit and what actually is about to explode within each and every one of us. As we've been learning, well, let's go back a little bit. We've been reading in Romans 8 about the Spirit of Christ that is in us, called the Spirit of Sonship, the same Spirit that was in Christ. And we got to verse 14, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. But the Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship, And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. And so, guys, this is going to be a very, I've realized over a period of time that we don't really know this truth all that well of sonship. The power of love. We have an understanding, we have an experience, but now there's going to be the explosion. So in a sense, we've lived in the fuse that's been lit, okay, of this truth. And now there's going to be the explosion of this truth that we will now be able to be established in this, because this is the truth that is vital in understanding the power of love, and that is the reality of what we've just read now. By the Spirit we cry, Abba, Father, and understanding the reality of sonship. And so we've been focusing a bit on that there, and in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17, we've been reading over there about whatever we do, whatever we say, we do it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we've been looking at that there, and as we've been growing in faith, as we've been getting an understanding of the faith, or in the revelation of the good news of God in what Christ has done, when you and I pray in the name of Jesus, we are actually entering into the realm of God's good news. So when you and I pray with the God faith, not the formula, religious formula faith, when you and I get the revelation of the gospel, as you and I, by the Holy Spirit, is opening up what Christ has done, and you and I pray, and as we keep in step with the Holy Spirit, the law of the Spirit of life, this is a natural consequence that takes place. Our motives are in getting more and more in line with the heart, with the heartbeat of God. As we begin to pray in the name of Jesus with this faith and in the revelation of the gospel, what's taking place, as I said, we are entering into the reality, not the teaching, into the reality of the good news. And that is why God has spoken through his son, Jesus Christ. And so as we pray in the name of Jesus and we now enter into the reality of the good news of God, That's the prayer that Jesus says, and I will do whatever you ask in my name. Because we're doing what Christ has done. We're doing what it's in his name. It's what he has done. It's part of his death, his resurrection, his glorification. And so now we are praying in line of what he has already done in his death and resurrection, but also his glorification. Now that's what he brings into reality. That's what he makes become real. That's the prayers that are being answered. And the Holy Spirit is guiding us into that truth. And that's important as we begin to enter into we've been journeying into this faith explosion, is to know now that as we're praying, the salvation of God, the good news of God, the gospel of God, we're praying in the name of Jesus. Now there's the God faith, and that's when you begin to see the breakthroughs. You're starting to see. So when you pray for, let's say, family, you're praying for a community, for a nation, whatever it may be, we're not just praying the formula in the name of Jesus. No, now there's a faith because of the revelation of the gospel, the revelation of the good news. Now there's this genuine faith. Remember, faith is that substance. There is that foundation. As God has spoken to you and I about salvation, now that we've got something to build upon, our prayers are built on this foundation of faith. in the name of Jesus what Christ has done. And that's the substance, that's the hope, that's the guarantee, that's the legal transaction that has taken place to guarantee the answer because of the death of Jesus Christ. And that's when every promise is yes in Jesus. And that's why we can say the amen. Okay. And so that is what we've been looking at for some time over the past few weeks. Now, here in John chapter 14, and this is where we're going to be sort of spending a bit of time here in John chapter 14, because Jesus is giving us an understanding of the power of love and the reality of sonship. Because you'll see that the power of love is directly connected to sonship and is directly connected to love and obedience. You cannot separate any of this. That they're all so inclusive. It's a oneness in understanding this power of love. The same with the faith. We cannot separate. It's all leads. It's all flows into one another. And so Jesus is speaking, and he's speaking to his disciples, and he says over there, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God." Okay, that's your job. You believe in God. I've given you faith. The Father has revealed me to you, and you said you are the Son of God. So you just continue to believing. Believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. And so here we see again in this teaching of Jesus, he's speaking about his Father. In other words, Jesus is a son, because he's speaking to his Father, and his Father, God the Father, has a son, Jesus Christ. And so he's showing us the reality, because later on he's going to speak about the Holy Spirit that comes. And so this reality of the sonship becomes our reality. That's why, as we read there in Romans 8, by the Spirit we cry out, Abba Father, and by the Spirit testifies to our spirit that we are children of God. Okay. And so here we go on. And as we've been going through this, we've been, over the past few weeks, we've gone through John 14, and we've looked there in verse 6. And Thomas said, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And so here Jesus is showing us once again what it means to pray in the name of Jesus. The gospel, the salvation, everything is about Jesus. The good news is about Christ. It comes by him. It comes through him. It's in him. Everything is about his son, Jesus Christ. And so as we pray in the name of Jesus, he is the way to the Father. And so he's showing us our relationship with the Father. He's showing us the reality, the power of the name of Jesus, how it brings us into the realm of sonship. It brings us into the realm of salvation. It brings us into living in the realm of the Spirit of life. That's the reality. And now by faith, we continually live in that realm. Okay. And so he carries on over there about him being the way. And if you know me, you know the Father as well. So all the time he's speaking about sonship. He's modeling sonship. He's modeling love. He's modeling what it is to be loved by the Father. He's modeling what it means for him to love his Father and for them to love humanity. The power of love is going to show us now the reality of the power of love. And he carries on. And so Jesus said to Philip, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I speak not on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work." And again, this is an introduction. Here, once again, as we've been looking at in the past few weeks, Jesus is showing the ministry of the Holy Spirit in him. Because of the Holy Spirit in Christ Jesus, this is a reality. Without the Holy Spirit, this would not be a reality. because of the Holy Spirit in Christ as a man, here we see this reality of the Father in him and he in the Father because of the Holy Spirit. And so we're seeing the example of sonship. We're seeing the example of Christ being loved by his Father, the power of love. Jesus is living a life as a man in the reality of the power of God's love for him. That's why there was no fear. That's why people would try to do whatever they would do and that they could not do. He's living in the power of love. He's modeling us how to live in the power of being loved by God, how to live in the power of his love for God, how to live in the power of their love for humanity, for you and I, the power of love. Okay? And Jesus is opening it up here, and you'll see as we go on over the next couple of weeks and months, the explosion that's going to just be so real. It's the best thing to happen to our lives. Okay. Now, don't you believe, verse 11, believe me when I say that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works himself. And so here, once again, you're going to see that in the reality of sonship, the works, the evidence is very tangible. So that's why I've realized that we know about sonship, we know about the power of love, but we still got a long wait for it to be established within us. And this is what the Holy Spirit is doing now, establishing it within us. So it's really, we are rooted in the love of Christ Jesus. Very, very rooted in the love of Jesus. And we can build our lives. We can live our lives from that place of being established in the power of this love. And how do we know we're not established? Well, we worry about the tomorrows. We worry about this. We worry about that. We're concerned about this. We look at life and we interpret life in a very negative way, etc. That's how we know that we're not established in this incredible sonship. And living from that place. So we're going to be established like we've never been before. Okay. Now, and so there's the evidence. So part of that evidence in our lives as children of God, sons are led by the Holy Spirit. Faith will be evidence. Our speech, what's flowing out of our hearts will be the evidence that we are secure in the love of God. Our actions will be evidence that we are established in sonship. We are established in the security and the greatness of God, living out from the awesome greatness of God, the confidence in the greatness of God and the love of God. We live our lives from that place over there. And that'll be the evidence. That'll be profound for many, many people to be able to experience the power of the reality of Christ in our lives. And so here we carry on. Very truly I say unto you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing. Okay? That's the fruit of sonship. That's, as I said, that's the fruit of this power of love, the power of faith. And they will do even greater things than these because I'm going to the Father. Very important that what Jesus is saying. And I will do whatever you ask in my name so that my Father may be glorified in the Son, and you may ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. Just notice over the past couple of weeks how your prayer life has changed. How the motive for praying, the faith in the name of Jesus. Just begin to recognize the working of the Holy Spirit and you'll see, wow, now as I'm praying, it's no longer anything but it's like this real understanding of what Christ has done. And there's a faith now to be able to come in the name of Jesus, Father, and ask for that to take place. And there's that confidence, there's that fruit of faith, that assurance, that hope that is alive within you, and you just know You can now see what you cannot see in the natural. You can now see that become a reality because of this God faith. And that's the explosion of faith. That's why we will see many, many signs and wonders. We will see many salvations. We will see so much more fruit of the gospel, of the good news taking place now because of the genuine faith that we're now beginning to understand and to live. The righteous will live by faith. Okay, now listen to this. Because in verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Exactly what Jesus spoke about there in the previous verses about the Father in him, and he in the Father, sonship, the power of love, being loved by the Father being loved by the Son, the power of love. The same reality by the Holy Spirit. So now that Jesus is going to the Father, and it says, "Father, I've done it. I've done what you've told me to do. I'm asking now for the Holy Spirit." The Holy Spirit comes into you and I. Now that power of sonship becomes our reality. So you and I now learn now, be stepping into that, the depths of what that really means. And that's why when we look at the example of Jesus, he says something profound. He says to them, remember, he's speaking to them now before the Holy Spirit is given. If you keep my commandments, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you the Holy Spirit. I always ask myself, but why is he saying this to the disciples before the Holy Spirit? Okay, they believe. They've had revelation already. We see that even in the prayer of Jesus in John 17, where Jesus says, "They believe that you have sent me." So they have already been credited righteous because that's how God works. If you simply believe, God credits you as righteous. So they're already in the realm of righteousness. They've experienced so much more than everybody else that was living around them, because they simply believed that Christ is the Son of God. Now, but here is something that is so profound, because it hasn't changed. Although you and I have received the Holy Spirit, love and obedience, the Holy Spirit will continually reveal more and more the reality of sonship as you and I walk in the reality of love and obedience. And we will see that unfolding, the importance of what we're speaking about here, love and obedience. We're not speaking about fear and duty. We're talking about love and obedience. Okay? And we'll explain that as we go on over the next few weeks over there. But we just... the Holy Spirit's opening the door for us to step into this next phase now of the power of love. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you. Okay? And then he carries on and he says over there, "As I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live, you also will live." Okay? "On that day, you will realize that I'm in the Father and that you are in me and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me." Can you see when we're stepping into the power of love? Yeah, can you see why this receiving the commands of Jesus and obeying the commands by Jesus, We step into the reality of this incredible power of love. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. The power of this love is an increasing revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a manifestation of Christ in us more and more and more and more. That's why there's fruit. That's why the greater works. All of this is the evidence of this living in the reality of being loved by God and knowing it and being established in this love of God and this obedience that we're speaking about over here. And why can we say obedience? Because remember, sin, as we saw there in 1 John chapter 3, sin is lawlessness. And because Christ has come and in him, that power of lawlessness, that power of disobedience is broken. Now you and I, as we live in the life of the Holy Spirit, obedience is a reality in our lives. Love and obedience is a reality of the life, the law of the Spirit of life. And that's why we are able to do this. And it's not duty and fear, as I've said earlier on. But he carries on, and he's speaking in verse 23. Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." The power of love establishes within us sonship. The power of love establishes within us sonship. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make a home with them. Shouting sonship. Big megaphone sonship. Okay. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. So the Father is saying over here, he's saying, because remember the words belong to the Father, and Jesus is speaking what the Father is saying. The Father is saying, guys, you who love my son Jesus, you're going to be loved by me. But you do not love my son Jesus Christ, you're not going to experience my love. You're not going to know what sonship's all about. Okay. And he goes on, "All this I've spoken while with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I've said." And he carries on, "Peace I leave with you, a peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, not be afraid." Now look at this last scripture over here. He's speaking and he says, "I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold over me." In other words, there's nothing that the enemy has over Jesus Christ. Jesus is total obedience, no sin in him. So Satan's got no hold over Jesus. But he comes that the world may learn that I love the Father, and I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Can you see the reality of Jesus modeling sonship? His total obedience to the Father. His total love to the Father. And so we're starting to see over here that love is the foundation of obedience. And obedience is the outcome, the result of love. Love is the foundation of this obedience, and obedience is the outcome, it's the result of this power of love that we're speaking about. Okay, so let's look at the next scripture. Here in Ephesians, you'll see why Paul prays this prayer now. Paul says, "For this reason I kneel before the Father," because he's praying a specific prayer for the revelation of sonship, of what it is to be loved by the Father and by Christ Jesus, the power of love. The power of love establishes sonship within us as believers. Now we carry on and he says, for this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Sonship, you see the power of faith over here, the law of the life of the Spirit operating over here. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's people to grasp how wide and long and high is the deep of the and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. This is what we're going into. This is being established within us. And that's why this prayer that Paul prays, it's a prayer that we're praying for all of us right now, that by the Holy Spirit, this power of love that he's now leading us into will be established in our lives, so that we will live from this place of knowing what it is to be loved by God and experiencing, when I speak about power of love, we're speaking about the gospel as the power of God for salvation. We're speaking about God's power over here. The reality of God's power that's expressed in this love of his for us. That's what we're speaking about over here. So it's not human power. It's not our power. This is God's power that we're speaking. Okay, so that we may be established in this, and that we may be full to the measure of all the fullness of God. That's a shouting, megaphone, big shouting sonship. Okay. That is the Holy Spirit saying, I'm taking you into the truth of this now like you've never experienced before. Let's go. And he says, are you ready for the journey? By faith we say yes, amen. Okay. Now unto him who is able to do immeasurably more than what we ask or imagine, according to his power that has worked within us. Okay. Now, another quick scripture over here in Ephesians, also in Ephesians chapter 1. Remember when Paul prays and he's also praying and he prays also by the Holy Spirit to help us over there. I've not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. What is this glorious inheritance? Well, the main aspect of this glorious inheritance is the Father and Son dwelling within us. You see, it's this reality of sonship, this incredible inheritance in the body of Christ. Okay, now I want to quickly just go to 1 John, we see over here in verse 7, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him, that we might live through him. Important words there. The spirit of life. Okay? When we got that, God gave us that faith, we simply believed this is our reality. We may live. It's not we may have lived. It's a reality, a now continuous reality. This is love. Not that we loved God, but he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Okay? Now listen to this. This is the power of love. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know we live in him and he in us. He has given us his spirit. Powerful. Well, let me just read a little bit more over here, because there's a little bit more I must just to give you understanding over here. We go back to verse 9. This is how God showed his love. Sorry, we'll go to verse 7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Can you see why the power of love and sonship? Because anyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. And so when Paul prayed that prayer, that by the Spirit we may grasp the depth, the height, the length, and the width of the love of Christ, so that we may be full to the full measure of God, that we may know God. This is the power of this love. And that is why, if I know that this journey of the Holy Spirit establishing this within us, it will bring a security within us that is we will then live in the truth. We will live in the reality when Jesus says, "The peace I give to you, I do not give as the world gives." We will live in that truth of peace, because that's part of sonship. That's part of the power of love. That's part of the power of the gospel, that of salvation from our Heavenly Father for us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And so there's this incredible place of rest that we're into, that we live in, the reality of this rest. That's sonship being established within us. This rest is a fruit of sonship. It's a fruit of it being established within us. It's a fruit of living in the reality of the power of love, knowing what this power of love is all about, to be able to go through any situation that we face, because we now are being established in this power of God's love, which never fails. And there's a security, there's a place of rest, there's a guarantee, there's a confidence, and there's no fear in all of this. Sure, the body of Christ needs to be established so that the world, in the crisis that the world is in all this coronavirus and all the economy and all this stuff taking place there, the world can see the body of Christ that's living in the reality of sonship. What a beautiful revelation to the world to see the people of God. Where we go, life is released. Where we go, there is joy. Where we go, there's hope. Where we go, the fruit, the evidence of sonship, the evidence of the power of love is manifesting through us as His family, as the body of Christ. Creation's waiting for all this to take place. And so that is why it's a time now for us to say, yes, Holy Spirit, open up the reality of sonship. Teach us, lead us into this power of love. Here we are, and he's going to really do that for you and I. I wanted to share one more scripture over here, maybe some more. But anyway, let me just see if I get, again, back in 1 John. And at the end of the chapter, well, in the beginning of the chapter, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of love of God. The power of God's love. See what great love. This is not small love. This is God's love. This is power of God's love. Has lavished, has poured on us, that we should be called children of God, sonship. And that is what we are. That's our starting point, guys. Dear friends, now we are children of God. And what will be has not yet been made known, but we know when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So there's a huge future for you and I. And then he carries on and he speaks about so much more. But I wanted this last scripture over here. The one who keeps, or let's go in verse 23, and this is his command, to believe in his name, or the verse before that. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from him anything we ask, because we keep his commands and do what pleases him. The power of love and obedience. the power of sonship, the power of asking in the name of Jesus. All of this is connected. It's all one. And we receive anything we ask because we keep his commands and do what pleases him. And this is his command, to believe, faith, in the name of his son Jesus, to be able to know the reality of what Christ has done, enter into the realm of salvation in the name of Jesus, as we pray in his name, as we live, whatever we do, whatever we ask, in the name of, we do it in the name of Jesus. We are, by faith, stepping in the realm of salvation, in the realm of the gospel. And now, when we come and say, Father, your kingdom come, your will be done in the name of Jesus, there's a faith. It's not a formula. It's a faith, a living faith that now brings in the manifestation of this incredible gospel, of in the reality of the power of love that's going to be established in us far greater than we are experiencing. Love is in us, but it's going to be even more now. Now you'll start to see something profound taking place in the lives of our communities that God has placed us in. So in our workplaces, in our schools, wherever we are, this is now the opening for the people that are lost, the people that are not saved, the people that are bound and in misery. Now through us, because we simply believe, because we begin to experience the power of faith, the explosion of faith, and now the explosion of this love of God will become so real, you will find many, many people will begin to taste and see that God is good. And so this is such a moment for us now. We're born for this moment, as like often people would say, but it's real. We've been born again. We are children of God because the world needs, God has called us because the world needs the revelation of Christ in us and through us, as we walk in faith, as we walk in the power of love, for many, many people to be saved. And so, and this is his command, to believe in the name of his son Jesus Christ and to love one another as he has commanded us. Okay? The one who keeps, this is the obedience, God's command lives in him, sonship. And he in them, sonship. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gives us. The natural fruit, the natural consequences of us simply receiving by faith the life of the Holy Spirit within us brings about the reality of Abba Father, brings about the establishment of sonship, brings about the ability to love and to obey, brings about the ability to love as Christ loved us, because our old nature has been crucified, that self-centeredness has been crucified, has been put to death, and that we're participating in the divine nature, the fruit of the Spirit of God. We're participating in that there. So we are able to grow in this. We're able to flourish in this. We're able to go with great joy, knowing that as we're going in this, whatever we're asking in the name of Jesus is going to happen. It's going to happen. That's the guarantee in the name of Jesus, because we are walking in step with the Holy Spirit. So this is going to open up, guys, an area now in our lives that is life-changing. Just as faith, the power of faith has been life-changing, the power of love now is going to be life-changing for you and I. We know this scripture very, very well in Romans chapter 8. And listen to this reality of what it means to be loved by God, what it means to understand and to live in the power of his love. What shall then we say in response to all of these? If God is for us, who can be against us? The power of sonship. What? Let me carry a little bit more over here. And it carries on. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. The power of love. The power of love brings about the reality, the life of conquering. Okay? How do we know we're not established? Well, just say, okay, let me just check the scripture and see if I really it is in my life. Okay. I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither the present, nor the future, nor any other powers, or any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. The power of love, the power of sonship. Okay, and so guys, just as I said, this is just an introduction to let you know the next part of where the Holy Spirit's going to take us all. And we're going to just be established in this truth. And it's awesome to live in this world in the place of rest. It's stunning. And we're going to experience that day after day, week after week, month after month, as we go with the Holy Spirit in this air. So, Father, thank you as you are so good. You did not leave us in that state of sin of Adam and Eve, but through your Son Jesus, you've came to redeem us. You've come and now once again put your Spirit in us so that we can be your true children, loved by you, you in us, your Son in us, the Holy Spirit in us. And even that, I'm asking, Father, that the revelation, the understanding of you in us, I'm asking for that to be established, because that's the key for sonship. That's the key to live in the reality of the power of being loved by you. I ask, Father, that this will not be something that will remain on the outside, but within us, it'll be so real that we will live on this earth being so established of an amazing truth of you in us, we in you, also us being seated with you in the heavenly realm. That's all part of sonship. So all of these truths that we know in part and we know in different angles, I ask now by your Holy Spirit to start putting together as a jigsaw puzzle and making a beautiful picture of what it is to be loved by you and to live in the reality of being your child. And we thank you for that, Father. Lord Jesus, thank you that you showed us the truth of how to live as children of God. We thank you now because we are in you and your Spirit is in us. That truth you are establishing within us so that we too will continually live more and more as you lived on this earth, in that security and that intimacy, in that incredible reality of being loved by the Father. And we thank you as you teach us and guide us as your children, Father. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, as you, your life is in us. And as your life just ministers into our soul, ministers into our minds, into our emotions, into our bodies, as your life just ministers what Christ has done and releases all of that into our whole being, we want to thank you for the fruit. We want to thank you for the life that we experience. We want to thank you for how the veil is being removed from our minds and our hearts, how the eyes of our hearts are being opened and we can see Jesus. We want to thank you that we're looking forward to the more we walk in this, the more we walk in this incredible love and obedience, the more you're going to reveal Jesus to us. And it's going to be an amazing journey of just walking into more and more as you, Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, as you take what is Jesus and make it known to us. That's going to be a joy to come now and pray in the name of Jesus, because you're going to make it known to us what he has done. And we can pray in his name. Thank you as you're going to speak to us, as you lead us as children of God, that we may know your ways, we may have the motives, a mind, the desires of being transformed. You're doing an amazing work of transforming us and conforming us into the likeness of Jesus. And so, Father, what more can we say? But you are good. You have done so much. And it's through your Son, as we ask us in Jesus' name. And I know that today, even now, as we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus, the full benefits of salvation, we're stepping into that and we're receiving. So I'm asking today for healing for the sick. Father, for those amongst us that are not well, today in the name of your Son Jesus, Father, we receive the healing. So just receive by faith, because Jesus is releasing the healing. He said he'd do that. It's the simple faith, confidence. That's the surety. That's the platform. Today, Father, for family members that are not saved, we ask, because as we step into through your Son into the realm of salvation, he's died for all people. And so today, Father, we ask that you will draw the unsaved people in our family, draw them to your Son Jesus. And we receive the ministry of your Holy Spirit in bringing the conviction and the revelation of Jesus. And we want to thank you for that, Father. Today we pray for our communities that we are placed in. And we can look at all the things that are wrong. We can look at the evil, etc. But we look, Father, because we are the people that you have placed on this in every town, so that we can come in the name of Jesus to enter into the realm of salvation and bring that onto the earth. And so we come in the name of your Son and ask now for the salvation to be released of your Son, what he has done, to be released amongst the unsaved, that there will be a tremendous move of your Holy Spirit to bring about the revelation of Jesus. So we thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus. As we know, many even today will be set free through what Christ has done. So what a joy it is, Father, to have communion, celebrating the body, celebrating the death of your Son Jesus, celebrating his resurrection, his glorification. And so we come this morning, Lord Jesus, to rejoice in your victory, to rejoice what you have done in bringing humanity to the reality of what it is to become a new creation in you, what it is to be a child of God. And so we celebrate with you as we eat together as a family with you, Father, and enjoying a time of the Lord's Supper together, eating together. And this we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Guys, just enjoy the communion now.